WUNC's Back Porch Music on the Lawn concert series wraps up tonight at American Tobacco in downtown Durham. For our final concert, we've got the Don Flemons Trio and the South Carolina Broadcasters. Dom won a Grammy for his work with the Carolina Chocolate Drops and has since made a name for himself as a dynamic solo artist. He joins me now. How you doing, Dom?
I'm doing just great, Catherine. How you doing?
Great. Well, you know, obviously you've been pretty busy. You've been keeping busy. And somehow you managed to find time to host our podcast at WUNC. It's called American Songster Radio. And what's the idea there?
Well, basically, my second album that I did, my second solo record, which I did while the drops were still going on, was called American Songster. And I thought that those two words went together so well, because songster, for one, a musician that plays a lot of different types of music, and then American, because I was focusing on music from the United States, so I decided American Songster was where it was at. And when I decided to leave the Chocolate Drops for good, I decided to go with that title, The American Songster.
Well, one of my favorite episodes from the podcast is the one you did with folklorist Bill Ferris called Three Songs That Changed My Life. And the two of you trade songs and stories like old friends.
Well, Bill, it's your turn here. What's another song you got here for us on American Songster Radio this time around?
Well, my next step after Elvis Presley was Elias McDaniel from Macomb, Mississippi, better known as Bo Diddley. His signature piece was Hey, Bo Diddley.
Heavy sound he had. makes me wish some of the hip hoppers would pick up some Bo Diddley and grab a square guitar and some maracas and a drum, you know. But Bill, tell me about the first time you heard Hey Bo Diddley.
It was like a religious experience, like a crossroads experience, and I internalized that song. My sisters called me Billy Bo because I would sing it. And I still sing.
That was from Bo Diddley we just heard there. Hey, Bo Diddley.
Oh, yeah. One of the coolest guys. I mean, you want to grow up and beat Bill Ferris one day. It was really great to be able to pick his brain about some of his thoughts on music, because that's what the show is about. Instead of just asking the standard questions about music, really trying to just delve beyond it.
Absolutely. Now, you're playing tonight down at the American Tobacco Campus in Durham. What are we going to hear?
I'll be playing, of course, with all my different instruments that I play, and with the banjo, the guitar, the bones, and the quills and everything. And then I'll have with me two young musicians. They're more of like jazz and classical guys, but they've let me mold the sound that they produce when we're doing the group. And so we're doing a whole old time set. We do a little bit of jazz, some country music, blues, and a whole variety. And we're going to have a good time with everybody out there at the Tobacco Warehouse.
Oh, yeah. No, it's going to be a great time. Hope a lot of folks can come on down for it. Dom, thank you so much. It's been a great pleasure.
Well, it's been a great pleasure. Thank you again for having me.
Dom Flemons is host of the new WUNC podcast, American Songster Radio. He's also performed tonight at the American Tobacco Campus in downtown Durham. It's our final concert of our free Back Porch Music series. Opening the show, the South Carolina Broadcasters. Do come on down. You'll find more information on our website at wunc.org.